Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, the U.S. CDC, state, and local governments have used anonymized location data from mobile ads to aid in pandemic response plans. Data is received through the COVID-19 Mobility Data Network Project, coordinated by Harvard, Johns Hopkins, Princeton, and other universities, with the goal of creating a portal with information on up to 500 U.S. cities. The data is being used to see where people are gathering, how well stay-at-home orders are honored, and the impact on pandemic on retail. The UK's Digital Secretary Oliver Dowden announced the country's largest telcos reached an agreement with the Office of Communications to remove data caps on fixed-line broadband, with BT, Virgin, Sky, TalkTalk, Vodafone, O2, and Three among those signing on. App Annie reports that business conferencing apps hit their biggest week ever from March 14th to the 21st, reaching 62 million downloads over Google Play and iOS app stores. In the lead was Zoom, downloaded 14 times more than the weekly average during 2019's Q4 in the US and 55 times more in Italy. Also in March, Google's Hangouts Meet saw 30 times more downloads in the US and 140 times as many downloads in Italy. Also in Italy, social video conferencing app Houseparty saw downloads surge 423 times the average weekly number of downloads from Q4 2019 and 2,360 times the number of downloads in Spain. Microsoft announced Teams will launch a consumer version later this year aimed at families and small groups. Sharing grocery lists, organizing family calendars, and storing Wi-Fi passwords and other account info shared in a group will be part of Android and iOS previews in the coming months. Microsoft says it remains committed to Skype as a standalone product. Snapchat is launching a new feature called App Stories that lets users highlight their Snapchat content in other apps, such as a dating profile in Hilly, alongside videos in Triller, as part of screen sharing in Squad, and an augmented reality network, Octi. Developers can now sign up to add stories to their apps as well. Instead of disappearing after 24 hours, as they would do on Snapchat itself, stories will default to a 7-day expiration in other app stories. The merger of T-Mobile USA and Sprint completed Wednesday, combining the USA's third and fourth largest mobile carriers. T-Mobile CEO John Legere stepped down, and T-Mobile COO Mike Sievert is now the combined company's new CEO. Users will start seeing increased coverage as the networks can now interoperate, and Sprint will begin to come under the T-Mobile brand this summer. Sprint's Boost and Virgin brands are being sold to Dish, which will be allowed to use T-Mobile's network for 7 years. Slack launched the Microsoft Teams Call beta app, which lets a Slack user launch a Teams call from Slack. The user will need both Slack and Teams apps. The app lets Slack users set Teams as the default calling provider. Slack is also launching integrations with Zoom, WebEx, Jabber, RingCentral, and Dialpad, letting users call numbers from within the Slack interface. After several weeks of security exploits and privacy concerns, Zoom CEO Eric Yuan announced the company is freezing feature updates for 90 days, with all development focused on security and privacy issues, including a review of third-party integrations. He also committed to enhancing Zoom's bug bounty program, releasing a transparency report listing requests from law enforcement and governments for data, and will hold a weekly webinar to discuss privacy and security updates. The Information reports that, according to sources, YouTube is working on a new social media platform called Shorts. This would live inside the YouTube mobile apps, providing video available in a newsfeed. Seemingly designed as a TikTok competitor, when creating videos, users would reportedly be able to use YouTube's existing catalog of licensed music as a background soundtrack. Sources say YouTube plans to release Shorts by the end of 2020. Apple announced it established a program for premium subscription video entertainment providers, allowing them to charge viewers by their own payment system, rather than use Apple's, which takes a 30% cut. As a result, Amazon Prime Video now allows purchases of movies and TV shows in its iOS and Apple TV apps. Google published the COVID-19 Community Mobility Report, which uses opt-in location data from users to show how well stay-at-home orders are working in different countries. 131 countries are currently available, with additional regional data available as well, like state and county level reports in the U.S. The report shows the percentage change in people traffic across six areas since January: retail and recreation, grocery and pharmacy, parks, transit stations, workplaces, and residences. And finally, Facebook launched a standalone messenger app for desktop on Windows and macOS, which includes unlimited and free group video calls. The app will sync across mobile devices and supports notifications, dark mode, and GIFs. It's available in the Microsoft Store and the Mac App Store. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.